At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School. Sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? We're back. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, two of the three of the Old School crew. We are brought to you by the Mercado Certified Piedmontese Special Ingredients and Butcher Shop. Numerous locations in Lincoln and Omaha. We're going to cut it a little short, but as you can see, that is not DP over there in the wheelhouse. We have Kathy Martinez, the president of Autism Family Network. They have a big golf tournament coming up. We're supporting with a couple teams here at the Ticket. But Kathy, welcome once again.
Thank you for having me.
We know you've been here before, but just real quickly for our listeners who are very supportive of some of the stuff that we have come in. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Obviously, being the president, how you became the president, how you started to get it, and obviously a little bit of your family history, which I obviously already know. But go ahead and tell everybody else.
Sure. My husband Cesar and I have 8 kids, and our youngest child, Jake, has profound autism. And so when he was diagnosed back in 2005, we were looking for some help and support, and there really wasn't anything that existed in Lincoln. And in 2006, the Autism Family Network kind of came to be through the help of a nurse at a pediatric clinic. And she asked me to be involved. And since 2008, I've been the president. And we just do a lot of good things for the disability community as a whole.
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, look, it touches home, but obviously both you and your husband do a great job. So big tournament, your golf tournament coming up. Actually, you have 2 events on the same day, right?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, so September 8th is your golf tournament, and it's held where?
It is at the Highlands Golf Course, and right. It's sponsored by Action Plumbing and Heating.
Yeah, and so that's one of our many sponsors here at the Ticket. And then you also have a pretty cool event, which you guys have been doing for how many years? The Husker Heroes at the stadium, right?
Yeah, we started Husker Heroes in 2010 in a partnership between the special needs community and the Nebraska Athletic Department.
Yeah, and it has numerous players. And I, you know, one thing I will say about the, you know, athletic department, football team coaches, and all their, you know, high profile players, or obviously a lot of freshmen, I want to give the university props. Like, it probably Keith Zimmer and the life skills. They've done a good job of really supporting your guys' stuff. I've seen it online, and obviously, you know, you guys had Adrian Martinez 1 year, and then obviously Coach Rule made sure he had plenty of players. Again, when does that start after the golf tournament on September 8th?
The golf tournament starts at 1 o'clock, and Husker Heroes starts at 5 o'clock.
So it's going to be a quick turnaround. So you're going to spread yourself thin once again, right?
It's a good thing we have a big board. Because we're going to divide up.
Just talk about when you're putting on an event. Obviously, you know, it helps out a lot of people, helps your Autism Family Network. Just talk about the excitement, anxiety, but then also you guys are really, really active, because I've seen that, you know, your calendar events. You have stuff from fishing, do a little bit of bowling, and you do a lot of things that people don't know. But just talk about the process of continuing to keep it, spreading your wings and putting on different events.
Sure. So through fundraising activities like this golf tournament, it allows us to provide free activities throughout the year for families affected by different special needs, primarily autism, because that's the largest special needs group that exists. But we don't deny anybody else who wants to come. So the golf fundraiser helps us fund all of our events for free. So everybody can participate in all of our events, regardless of socioeconomic status.
And then also one of your bigger events is your gala, and the turnout for that has obviously been really, really, great over the years. When is that? Talk about that. Where people can see to sign up for that.
Sure. We haven't begun the sign up yet,
right,
but we do have a save the date, and that is November 8th. And it's going to be a Western theme, like get on your cowboy boots. And that's going to be at the Havelock Social Hall, November 8th. And we'll have sign-up information for that within the next week or two.
Jay, you got cowboy boots?
No, I do not. I have a cowboy hat, but I don't have cowboy boots.
So if you live down in Houston, you don't have cowboy boots.
I do not. I had a chance to get some, and I just chose not to.
I think it's time you get some.
It's a party file. But you know what? Kathy, do you have cowboy boots?
I don't, but I might buy some.
Yeah, and you know I've heard. Do you, Austin? No?
No.
Yeah. Well, then what are you busting me up for?
You live in Houston. I didn't.
I've heard that cowboy boots are more comfortable a lot of times than like regular shoes. And definitely probably better. I hate wearing dress shoes. So a good pair of cowboy boots. That's what DP says. He has the red ones, right?
Oh, I forgot he had
those. DP just left. Yeah. He has red. I think they're alligators or something like that. They're his Husker boots. They say those are more comfortable than regular dress shoes.
I know my husband likes to wear his boots more than other shoes. He said they're comfortable, but I don't know. My tennis shoes are pretty comfortable. So
to be fair, you can't put spurs on tennis shoes. At least no one's tried that I've seen yet.
Hopefully I won't have to kick anybody that night.
So. back to the golf. Talk about the where to sign up, right? I know you have it. Cost per team. And is there a cutoff date to sign up or will you accept walk-ups, so forth and so on?
The cutoff date is September 4th, and we'll just need to know that so we can have golf carts for teams. It's $400 a team, and it's at Highlands Golf Course. There's sponsorship opportunities too for $500 for a whole sponsorship as well. And right now we're sitting at about 30 teams, so we're doing pretty good, but there's still room for more.
And so with 30, what is the maximum amount of teams? Because if you get to 36, that's two each. You're right.
I don't know, because I'm not a golfer.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's a pretty good number. I think let's try to get 44, at least 44 teams. So you got to get 12 more teams. I think we can get that done with some of our listeners. Again, $400 per team. Sponsorship opportunities as well. Is there a website where you can sign up for?
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Not only to donate, sponsor, but then also purchase a team.
Yeah, the website is events.golfstatus.com, And if you hit the location, it'll pull up all the golf tournaments within the Lincoln, Omaha areas. And it is on September 8th.
And on your website, autismfamilynetwork.org, also for everybody listening, outside of the events of Husker Heroes, obviously the golf and the gala coming up on November 8th, you still can donate, right, on your website?
Yeah, you can donate via PayPal or Venmo, or there's an address if you prefer to use check.
Okay. And then also, you guys have a weekly or monthly newsletter, right? Just updating what you guys are doing.
We do have a monthly newsletter.
Yeah, because, I mean, you guys do a lot of great stuff, and I think that people just sign up for the newsletter. A lot of good stuff going on, and be obviously great opportunities to help assist and participate in the numerous events out there that Autism Family Network puts on. Again, it's events.golfstatus.com.
Correct.
And then you look at, like, every app out there. They want your location. They want your blood type, bank account, and then you'll find it for September 8th at the Highlands Golf Course. Tee off is at 1?
Yeah.
Tee off is at 1. And then after that, you know, make it a full day of it, go over to the stadium for Husker Heroes. And that now, how long is that, from 5 to what?
It's from 5 to 6:30.
5 to 6:30. So that'd be great, right in time for dinner time. But you get to go over there and continue to support Autism Family Network. What else is there, Kathy? I mean, you're busy. You're everywhere. I don't mean to cut you off. One of the cool things that I know you do is you help assist and work with Lincoln Police Department. We'll get back to the golf term right before we, you know, get you off. But I want to talk about that because it's, from my little experience with, you know, police officers, but just for what you do to help Lincoln Police Department and officers in when they come in contact with somebody that might be verbal or nonverbal, but still, whether, you know, they're farther along on the spectrum or not. Talk about that, because I think that's actually a pretty cool thing that you guys do, but then also with the Lincoln Police Department is willing to learn, and you get to educate them on how to approach somebody that might have autism.
Sure. They invite us to come twice a year for their new recruit training. And we do a little segment on disability sensitivity and maybe how to approach an individual with autism and some of the characteristics that they might see and encounter. Then we bring various individuals with autism, because it is a spectrum disorder, so no two people with autism look the same. So we like to bring individuals across the spectrum so they can see what profoundly autistic looks like versus maybe somebody that is higher functioning. And they can see the differences.
And I'm looking on your website, 1 in 36 children are diagnosed with autism. That's from CDC from 2020. So it's rather recent. And it says boys are 4 times more likely to have autism. So you guys are doing really good things just because it's more obviously prevalent. And obviously, with the great work of organizations like yours, it's really out there. And so people can be educated. I think it's pretty awesome, because I think it's something that was probably maybe, correct me if I'm wrong, brushed under the rug probably like in our childhood, and they didn't have as much information or wanted information. But I think the information that you provide and the shed light on some of the things that you can do to help everybody be inclusive and included in the regular mainstream of life.
Yeah. When we were kids, I think the autism prevalence rate was 1 in 10,000. And, part of the increase in the prevalence rate is probably better diagnosis. Mm-hmm. And part of it is potentially something else going on. Nobody quite knows what's driving the increased prevalence rate.
Right.
But it is now like 1 in 36.
Right. Where
when my son was diagnosed in 2005, it was 1 in 500.
Right. Yeah. And it's also as simple as, like, we go to, PBA, and you'll see some, young boys or girls with headphones on. So it's just the sensitivity of the noise. And obviously, even for me, when you go places, there's a lot of stuff going on. So you always got to, it's really eye-opening to me to, see some of the progress, but then also how much farther we need to go to assist. But then also just, shed light on something that's just kind of coming to the forefront. As far as education and how to adapt, whether it's your business, but or classrooms, obviously, and like your work with the Lincoln Police Department, or let alone, which is even more intense and a lot of anxiety, is traveling, you know? And can you talk about that a little bit?
Traveling?
Yeah.
We have to plan way right. in advance if we're going to go on a trip. And my husband's family's from a different country. So obviously we want to take Jake to see his family. So we begin planning months in advance, and we do lots of social story preparation. And he does very well with that, but we have to lead that to make sure he is successful with the travel.
Right. Yeah. I mean, so for people out there, obviously patience is obviously and is needed, but then also I think educating yourself more on different people, different backgrounds, I think it obviously would help not only, you know, Autism Family Network, but the world as we got it today in sports, life, and in general. But again, Autism Family Network has their golf tournament, events.golfstatus.com. Do your location, like we always do. Like they always say, they want to track your location. But look it in there. It's for Autism Family Network. You can donate. You can sponsor a hole. $400 per team. There's 32 teams right now. Ideally, you want to get 44 above. Make it a good long day. They have a big board and plenty of support people. To finish out a great day of golf. We will be out there as a ticket crew, causing some ruckus. But I will tell you, for people that have signed up, where I think we're two and oh this year, Austin, and winning?
I believe so.
Yeah, we're 2-0. We got to defend our title. We're going around. People don't want us to come up. We just keep going around and beating everybody.
Come but for
we,
the Kings, best
yeah,
not miss.
Yeah, we enjoy going out there and playing. But Kathy, I want to thank you for coming in, and we'll continue to put you out on social media every couple of days. But again, Kathy Martinez, president. Autism Family Network golf tournament coming up September 8th. Husker Heroes again from 5 to 6:30 at the stadium as well to follow. Donate, sponsor, and then get a team as well. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, Kathy Martinez. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.